The story began in the yeshiva in Lakewood, New Jersey, Beis Medrash Gavoah, maybe the world's largest yeshiva, very possibly, not too far from here. And in that yeshiva many years ago, while the, maybe it was in the 60s, it was in the 60s, there was a fellow, I think his name was Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Spiegel. And he was a bacher. Young Yaakov Spiegel was a bacher, a young boy, and he came to the yeshiva to learn. And he passed his entrance exam with the great Rosh Hashiva of Aaron Cutler. And he went straight to the Beis Medrash to learn. And he started to learn, and he got carried away in his learning, and he learned more and more and more. And he didn't realize, he forgot to ask where his dorm room is going to be, where he's going to stay. And he got so carried away with his learning that it started to get later and later in the night, and slowly the Beis Medrash started getting more and more empty. And before you knew it, there was nobody left in the Beis Medrash. And he didn't have anybody to ask where to go, what to do. So he decided, you know what? He'll go to sleep right there on the bench. So he laid down, he took maybe a jacket or something, and he put it under his head, something soft. And he laid down on the bench to go to sleep. A little while later, while everything is quiet, he suddenly feels somebody waking him up. Bacher, young man, wake up. And he's startled, he wakes up, and he sees none other than the Rosh Hashiva, Reb Aaron Cutler, the great Reb Aaron Cutler, standing there. And Reb Aaron Cutler says to him, "Why are you sleeping here?" And he said, "Oi, I forgot to ask where my room is. So I decided I'll just go to sleep here." So Reb Aaron Cutler said, "Young man," he said, "you're not going to be able to sleep well, and then tomorrow you're not going to be able to learn well. So please, I'll tell you where to go, where your room is." And he gave him directions to go to the dormitory, and he said, "You go here and you go there, and the room in the second room on the left, in there there's a bed and it's made and it's for you." So he went there and he went to sleep. And the next morning he was speaking to some of the other boys in the yeshiva by breakfast, and he mentioned that last night he had a private room. So the boy said, "Where is this private room?" And he told them exactly where. And they said, "You slept there?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, how'd you get there?" He said, "The Rosh Hashiva came, I fell asleep in the Beis Medrash, and he came and he woke me up, and he said that I should go there." They said, "Do you know whose room that is?" "That's the Rosh Hashiva's room. The Rosh Hashiva used to live in New York, and he used to commute to Lakewood, and he used to have a special room with a bed there in the dormitory, and he gave up his bed to this bacher, and he found that afterwards, somebody else had seen, that Reb Aaron Cutler stayed up all night learning, just so that because he didn't have a bed, just so that this boy could sit and learn." This is just the introduction to the story. This fellow eventually became a very close Talmud, a very close student of Reb Aaron Cutler. Reb Aaron Cutler was known, was very often traveling, trying to raise funds for his yeshiva. And at one point, towards the end of his life, they were building a new building in Lakewood for the Beis Medrash, which is the existing main Beis Medrash building that's there today. I don't believe Reb Aaron Cutler saw it completed, sadly. But in that building, if you go in there, there's a sign that the Beis Medrash, or the building, is in memory of Doris Cohn, a woman named Doris Cohn. Who is Doris Cohn? So this is the story. Reb Aaron Cutler used to go traveling to raise funds. And towards the end of his life, he was raising funds for this particular new Beis Medrash building. And he went many times to the city of Miami Beach in Florida. And there was one wealthy man there. His name was J.C. Cohn. Nice Jewish name, J.C. J.C. Cohn, that was his name. And he was a very, very wealthy man. And Reb Aaron Cutler many times tried to call up and make an appointment to see the man. The man had a secretary. Secretary was a very nice person. And he was very courteous and polite, but he didn't let him come and see Mr. Cohn. He said, no, I don't think we'll make an appointment. And he tried several times, and it didn't work. So this time, before Aaron Cutler went to Miami, so he asked his student, Rabbi Yankel Spiegel, to come with him, to help him. Maybe Rabbi Yankel Spiegel knew how to speak English. Rabbi Aaron Cutler maybe didn't know English so well. So he figured he'd help him. So he brought this student that he helped have a place to sleep that night. He brought him to Miami. They went to Miami, and Rabbi Yankel Spiegel went to the shul to daven. Rabbi Aaron Cutler had already davened. Rabbi Yankel Spiegel went to a shul to daven mincha, and he walked into the shul, and in the back of the shul, he saw a little boy saying Kaddish. And the boy was saying Kaddish, and he was having a hard time reciting the words. So Rabbi Spiegel decided that after davening, he's going to go over to this boy and help him say Kaddish, help him learn how to say the Kaddish. So he went over and he sat down with the boy and he said, I'm here from New Jersey. I hear that you're saying Kaddish. I'd like to help you. I'd like to help you say the Kaddish a little better. Would you like me to do that? And the boy said, of course, I would love to. I would really, really love to. And he sat down with him for a nice period of time and he taught him how to say the Kaddish properly. And afterwards he engaged the boy in conversation and he said, you know, what is your name? He said, his name is Cohen. He said, your name is Cohen. Are you related to Mr. J.C. Cohen? He said, actually, that's my father. He said, and who are you saying Kaddish for? He said, his mother just passed away. His mother's name was Doris Cohen. So he said to the boy, he said, you know, actually, I would really love to arrange a meeting between your father and my Rosh Hashiva, my great Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Cutler. So the boy said, of course I'll help you. Come right now, come to my house, my father's waiting for me. I'll bring you there and I'll introduce you. And that's exactly what he did. And he came home and he said, Daddy, Daddy, this man helped me learn how to say the Kaddish properly. So Mr. Cohen said, is that right? He said, well, you know, he was in the back of the shul and he was saying Kaddish and I felt bad that he couldn't say it properly. I figured I'd help him out. So the boy said, Daddy, he really helped me out. He sat with me for such a long time. Maybe you could listen to him. He has a favor to ask of you. So he said, well, and what is that favor? He said, look, I'm here from a yeshiva in Lakewood, New Jersey. And the students learn Torah a whole day long. And they're Baruch Hashem, it's a very successful yeshiva. And there's many more students coming. And they need to build a new building. And my Rosh Hashiva, the great Rabbi Aaron Cutler, have you heard of the great Rabbi Aaron Cutler? He said, yes, I've heard of Rabbi Aaron Cutler. He said, I would like to have him meet with you. So the man said, well, usually I have my secretary take care of my appointments, but you are so nice to my son, I'll meet with your Rebbe. And so the arrangement was made, and that meeting, Mr. Cohn became so impressed. I never had the Swiss to see Rabbi Aaron Cutler, but it is known that anybody who saw the great Rabbi Aaron Cutler, even for a few minutes, it was an incredible experience. And he was so impressed by Rabbi Aaron Cutler. Rabbi Aaron Cutler told him that he needs money for his new base marriage building. He wrote out a check in those days, in the early 60s. I can't imagine what that's worth today. It was $72,000. $72,000, probably a very, very nice sum today, hundreds and hundreds of thousands. And that was enough to pay for a large part of the building. And Mr. Cohn dedicated the building in memory of his wife, Doris Cohn. You see from this story many, many amazing things. But you see, Rabbi Aaron Cutler took a boy into the yeshiva and he did a chesed. He did a chesed for him and he provided him with everything he needed. And many years later, this boy ended up doing a chesed for Rabbi Aaron Cutler that Rabbi Aaron Cutler never dreamed he'd be able to do. And it saved him a tremendous amount of aggravation. There's a lot to learn from this story, but that's one lesson.